welcome to Hunter Logan Unmiked. Of course, I'm Hunter Logan. Who else would I be, right? Seems so redundant. But anyway, this is going to be episode 9. We finished up last episode in 2014. We're going to be starting 2015 in this episode. Of course, January 2015, I'm casting vision and letting everyone know what we're going to be doing. February of 2015, Randy Paul in here in the studio. They come down to do an unplugged because it's still unplugged by then. We hadn't changed the name yet. But during their time here, I have an interview set up with Charlie Daniels, who just recently passed not too long ago. And I was lucky enough to be able to interview Charlie. Now, that interview is on our website along with a lot of other interviews. But if you go to hleradio.com, you can hear that interview. It was a great interview. He was really cool. In fact, we held the morning show over an extra 30 minutes so we could do the interview. And Randy Paul got a chance to be a part of that interview. Then while Randy Paul and them were here, man, we took them out to eat crawfish. They enjoyed that. We took them to a real Cajun place where they do the fado dough and everything. And poor Paul, he got sick. We teased him from eating the crawfish, but it wasn't. But he actually ended up being in the hospital for a day here in Jenny's. Man, that was some kind of trip. I'll never forget that. I love those guys. They're great supporters of HLE Radio. Have been since we met them. Just good brothers. Good brothers in Christ. I love them. Now to March. C4. The big one. I actually started deciding to put this together in around September of 2014. But it didn't actually come to pass until March of 2015 is when we would hold it, because it would celebrate 3 years of the morning show. Now, I had been wanting to hold concerts to celebrate the radio station every year. The first year I wanted to do it, and I might have mentioned this in some previous episodes, we didn't have the money to do it. We didn't have the money on hand to put this concert together. So this time, I heard the Lord say to me, listen, just get on there, get on the radio. And that's what I did one morning. I got on the radio and just ask. I said, listen, I want to be perfectly honest with you. Any artists out there who are listening, I don't have the money to put on a concert, to pay you to come down and do a concert. I'd really like to do something of this magnitude to celebrate the radio station, the morning show, for being on the air. I'm just going to ask, if HLE Radio has done something for you, or you think we've done enough to help you as an artist, I'm going to ask you if you want to come down. I can't pay for your gas, I can't pay for your hotel, but if you want to come down and be a part of this, I would love to have you. And as soon as I got done, the phone started to ring. Emails started to come in. Hunter, count us in. Hunter, count us in. Count us in. And man, it just started to take off after that. So I think we had 19 artists total that came. Now C4, we named it C4 because it stood for Christian. It stood for Crank Down Christian Country Concert. 4 C's. And that's what we did. So let me see if I can recall the artists that came for C4. The first artist I remember to get a hold of me was Brad Allen from Crossfire Gospel Band. So they agreed to come. This is who we had for C4. Adrian Haupt, Brandon, Chloe Gosson Made New, Crossfire Gospel Band, Ep Mevin Walls, the Jace Harrell Band, John Randolph, Kevin Lynn Woodall, Marlon Sharp and Cowboys at the Cross, Peter McDougal, Roger Barkley Jr., Stacey Wilcutt, Steve Shirey, Tim Chastain, and 8 Days After. Jamie Lynn had joined us. Shelley Wilson had came. So this was a great, great event. We were all excited about it. Got the biggest event in town here, the biggest venue in town to hold it. But man, you talk about a faith-building event, to say the least. So I have all these artists coming down. Rented a massive room, one of the buildings here in town that can hold big events. It'll hold about 3,500 in the house. And it has a stage. So I had tables set up for the artists, for their product. Even had food in the back, outdoors. This thing was crazy on a scale from never doing it. It was big. The event itself cost $10,000 to put on. $10,000 that we didn't have as a radio station. Now, when I first made the deal with the event place, right? The deal was is that I put the money down for the deposit and I could pay the rest after the event. Well, a week prior to the event, he calls and the owner of the facility says he's got to have the money up front or can't have the venue. And I'm like, well, I don't have the money up front. So I had to go and find a way to borrow this money. And I remember the gentleman who is now passed, and I can say this, Mr. Jerry Thompson, who was the one who had donated the van for HLE Radio. It's the man in our church from the last episode, if you remember. I went to him and I said, hey, you know, Mr. Jerry, I told him what the deal was. And he said, well, he says, do you think that you'll be able to pay me back after the event? I said, I have every ounce of faith. I'm believing that I will. And that's all I could do is I just only do it on faith. So he gave me the money to go secure the event, pay for the event, because we had to pay for police as well, for the parking and stuff. And we had shuttles set up from the hotel to the event. I mean, it was great. We had it set up good. Had the sound system. JJ with Sanctified Productions did sound. Gave us a discounted rate on doing the sound for us. So everything was in place right on up to that time. Now, I don't know if you remember me in the last episode or episode before. I think it was episode 7. Well, the air conditioner went out. Again. This time, I got all these people coming over and the air conditioner's out. That's going to be another $400 to $500 that we don't have on hand. But we had an offering come in that took care of that. Can you believe that? So God took care of that. Now, I had a guitar to auction off signed by all the artists. We had a banner made up. We had all the artists sign that. We auctioned that off. And all this stuff we were auctioning off, plus what we would sell with the food and get a percentage of that. And I think we had cold drinks that we ended up buying to sell. And so hopefully we're going to make our money back to pay for this event. Now, some of the artists even donated money when they came. They said, hey, we want to sew this into HLE Radio, which was fantastic. Oh, my wife made a quilt, too, to auction off. But by the time all the items were auctioned off, and with all the donations we had, we were able to pay for the event, the whole $10,000, and I think we came out with $45 to the good. So I think we had $45 left over after everything. But I mean, the artists and stuff and the listeners, they had brought food for the station. They made a cake. I think it was Kathleen Walls made a cake, Epp's wife. Celebrated HLE Radio. It was a great time. It was a great, great time. Now, we would have the big event, the concerts, at the facility there. But then we would come back to the radio station and have these jams, where everybody would just sit around and play and sing. And man, that was the highlight of it. Everybody really loved that. But the thing of it is, now everyone's in here jamming, having a great time. And my mom sneaks up behind me and whispers in my ear, and she says, "Where are all your naysayers now?" And that was a huge moment for me in the radio station, because I'm looking at all these artists that are in here playing and singing and came on their own dime, that believed enough in HLE Radio. And that was a God thing. That was a God thing showing me that, hey, be obedient. Keep doing what you're doing. I got this. So, of course, C4 turned into what we now know as the family reunions. And there's a cool story behind that, too. Because after this event was over, everyone wanted to know, hey, are we doing this again? And I'm like, yeah, man, we're going to do it again. So I immediately start to try to put this stuff down on paper, the stuff that we did. And there's no way to duplicate it. I can't even come close to trying to duplicate what we did. That's when I realized that that was a God event. And it was as much celebration for the radio station and the morning show as it was teaching me a lesson about faith and obedience, and the rewards that come with it. So C4 is always going to be a milestone, a turning point for the radio station and me as well. Now, the guitar got auctioned off and signed, but the man who bought it gave it right back to me and bought a case to display it in, and it's still displayed here at the radio station. It's on the wall. And of course, you guessed it, who was the man that did that? Mr. Jerry Thompson. He was pivotal in helping out the radio station early on. Not only that, the banner that got auctioned off, I think it was Adrian's grandmother that won it, Adrian Haupt. She donated it back to the radio station, which was phenomenal. So I had the original banner, which it's displayed right next to the guitar now. It was wonderful. And Brandon had a set list. They framed it and signed it and auctioned that off. My mom bought it for me because I like that kind of stuff. So my mom had bought that and gave it to me, and I have it. Also, they wrote a song for the Honky Tonkin' Opry, because Jace Harrell came in Friday night and did the Honky Tonkin' Opry live as part of this event. And they wrote a theme song for it, Ep Mevin Walls and John Randolph. And that got framed and auctioned off, because it was on the original song on the paper, right? That was given back to me. Almost everything that had got auctioned off at C4 came right back to the radio station. And that in itself is a huge blessing, because that also reminds me of C4. It's a constant reminder to see what God has done. Like I said, that is a milestone in HLE Radio. That's a big, big event. And it's become the biggest event for HLE Radio since. Every year we have the family reunion, except for this past year with the COVID thing that stopped us from having it. But we had had 6 in a row up until that point. And each year it would grow. More and more people would come. More and more artists would come. It's great. And who knows where this is going to go. We plan on doing it next year. I mean, 2021. We plan on doing it. But we'll see how things go, how things happen. We don't know. But our plans are to continue to do that. So 2015 C4, that happened in March, the third weekend in March, because it was the third weekend in March that we went live on the radio in 2012. And so we celebrate every March. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Hey, I really enjoy being with you. Check out HLEradio.com. Check out our sister station, SaddleUpRadio.com. It has its own apps now, too, in your app store. Still live Monday through Friday on HLE Radio. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Check us out. Hey, I love you. Remember, Duke 28-2.